This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We've got some pretty good fishing at each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs, as well as our own local lakes. We also have news of a special new boating fee that will impact folks who have non-motorized watercraft. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, our local lakes are still yielding fishing. In fact, we're seeing some pretty good action, but you have to keep an eye out for the storms. Some of these pop-up thunderstorms have just shown up almost within minutes, and you need to be ready and able to pull out of the lake and get out of there in a safe time before being trapped by one of these storms. But you can catch fish. The catfish bite has been very good at almost every local lake, pond, and river. And anglers are finding the bass fishing improving drastically now. The post-spawn woes are over and these bass are turning on. And we're seeing some pretty good bluegill action at virtually every local lake as well. But as we mentioned, we do have a new boating issue here for folks who have non-motorized watercraft. In fact, certain Illinois boaters must now deal with a new usage fee. The new fee, now in effect, pertains specifically to non-motorized watercraft. Non-motorized boats like canoes, kayaks, and paddle boats in Illinois are now required to purchase a $6 annual water usage stamp for each of the first three vessels, and this charge is $3 each for any additional vessels. Now, there is still some good news. These watercraft are no longer required to be titled or registered in Illinois unless their vessels have a motor or sail. Now, all of the new water usage stamps must be purchased at the same time if you have multiple boats to receive the $3 discount on the second three. And water usage stamps are mandatory for all non-powered watercraft. The stamps are now available over-the-counter from DNR direct license and permit point of sale vendors. In addition, the IDNR is no longer mailing watercraft registration renewal notices. Watercraft owners can renew their watercraft registrations by using a touchtone telephone and calling 866-867-3542. That number again is 866-867-3542, or by going online with a link at the IDNR website. That's www.dnr.illinois.gov. That website again is www.dnr.illinois.gov. There's a link there that will take you to watercraft registration. And that the phone service operates 24 hours a day as well as the internet service. A convenience fee is added to the regular registration fee to offset the cost of the transaction. Now, when renewing, watercraft owners should have handy their Illinois registration number and hull identification number, which is located on the registration card, and a pen and paper to record their confirmation number. Acceptable forms of payment include credit cards like Visa, MasterCard, Discover, American Express, and e-check. Upon completion of the transaction, watercraft owners will receive a confirmation number that will authorize the immediate use of their watercraft on Illinois waters. So once again, non-motorized watercraft must purchase a permit, and you get them at the same place you get your fishing and hunting license sales. And we're going to take a brief break now and then come back and look at fishing at each of Illinois' three large core lakes right after these messages.
You can hear Auction Time Monday through Saturday mornings at 7:15 and Sunday mornings at 7:05 a.m. on WSMI AM 1540 and WSMI FM 106. Also, you can check out area auctions at our website, www.wsmiradio.com. When you're ready to sell, tell your auctioneer to place your sale on WSMI's Auction Time. Listen for Auction Time every Monday through Saturday at 7:15 a.m. and every Sunday at 7:05 a.m. on WSMI AM and FM, the stations you can count on.
Okay, we're back. Rain and pop-up storms continue to be the issue at each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs. In fact, at Carlisle Lake last Saturday, we had some a short period of high winds, but it was enough to swamp several boats and it brought some pretty high waves to the lake. So people have to keep their eyes out for the weather and always be aware of your surroundings when you're out on these lakes. Now, we do have some great fishing at each of those, and probably the best right now is Wren Lake, where the crappie bite remains good. The summer pattern's in place, and summer fishing on Wren usually means they catch a lot of fish, but they have to sort through a lot of small ones for keepers. Now, the bite is basically on the stake beds and brush piles out on the main lake. A lot of these beds are loaded with fish, but expect to catch a lot of small fish along with the good ones. Jigs and minnows seem to be working equally well. Probably one of the colors that has been the most productive as far as jigs go is red and chartreuse. If you are fishing from the bank, try fishing the concrete wall at the sailboat Sailboat Harbor Ramp or the docks at the Rend Lake Resort. The catfish bite at Rend is also really good. A lot are being caught in the backs of the necks in the shallow water. Creeks leading into the lake are producing a good number of fish as well. Jugs set in the necks are working very well. You need to play the wind and set the jugs up, letting the wind push them across the cove. You can fish from the shoreline about anywhere around the lake and catch catfish right now by fishing on the bottom. And the bass bite is starting to turn on now. Some fish are still shallow around the bushes, lay down trees, and other cover. Flipping black and blue jigs around these are a productive technique, and some have moved into the summer pattern holding around the rocks. Crankbaits around the rocks are probably the most popular right now. And bluegill are being caught in shallow water. They're spawning. Try using red wigglers or crickets and fish the shallow water in the backs of the necks. Now at Carlisle, the lake is still up, several feet high. And like I said, we've had some pop-up storms there. It's always very unpredictable out on that lake, so be very careful when out there. The largemouth bass are starting to turn back on now and can be caught along the rocks with crankbaits. The catfish bite, probably the most predictable. It's been excellent and continuing to be. The catfish are still wrapping up their spawn, and they're still along the rocks, particularly in the morning and evening hours. Anywhere from 3 to 10 feet of water is some of the spots to be trying. The crappie bite rated fair. They're in a summer pattern now and very sporadic because the lake is so high. And the white bass just starting to turn on now. We're hearing of some anglers catching these fish mostly by trolling a jig and maybe a small crankbait or a jig and a rooster tail type combination. In the spillway, the white bass are fair. They're being caught on rooster tails coupled with curly tail jigs or tube jigs. The catfish bite, very good. Some very nice catfish coming from the tailwaters on cut shad, night crawlers, and cheese baits. The crappie bite, still good. A lot of small fish, tube jigs or minnows catching some. And the sauger bite, it's slowed considerably. However, there are still being caught on tube jigs and curly tails. Now at Lake Shelbyville, more good fishing. The lake is still very high, though, almost 10 feet. The water temperatures are hovering in that upper 70s, and the lake is very clear. Anglers are pulling bottom bouncers and spinners for the sauger and walleye. This is fairly new at Lake Shelbyville, but it's catching crappie as well as the sauger and walleye. They'll pull a 2-ounce bottom bouncer at about 1 mile an hour around the drops and the flats where the stumps are present. The best blade colors seem to be pink and white or chrome and blue. Mostly the sauger have slowed down over the last couple days because of the rain and overcast, but they'll fire back up again, and the wind also helps. If you're looking for crappie, try using slip bobbers and drift over the brush in the north end with minnows. Try fishing with the minnows and deeper as well. Try the deep brush, maybe 10 feet deep, and you'll find some success too. And the white bass are just beginning to show up now. They're starting to bust, and this will be the start of the annual surface explosion. Flats that have abundant willows are the key areas. Anywhere from 0.5 over to Bow Woods is yielding pretty good fish. They'll surface and they'll boil quite a while. And as the summer warms up, I think these periods of up and in boils are going to be a lot longer. The shad are very small and you must keep your bait small. Use a 1/8-ounce jig or an inline spinner. A small gay blade also works. So there's several opportunities to catch some pretty nice fish right now at the Corps of Engineer Reservoirs, and that's going to continue to improve. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.